This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update.
Announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week. The newly formed 1939 Group, based in St. Louis, now has 164 stores. That total includes the Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers, along with two other grocery chains, according to Schnuck. The 1939 Group will have more than 19,000 employees. The company has said Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers will continue flying under their own banners with the same employees supporting the same community efforts. Some Green Bay East High School students walked out in protest after the head football coach and manager of student engagement was placed on administrative leave. Coleman Nico Sela, has been a regular employee of the Green Bay Area School District since 2018. District officials say they can't comment on the situation because it's a personnel matter. A petition on change.org calling for Sela's reinstatement states that, quote, recent circumstances have led to his removal, causing distress not only for Nico, but for the children and families who have looked up to him and trusted him to lead their youth toward success. More than 1,000 people had signed the petition as of Monday morning. The Green Bay School Board held a special meeting last night to discuss the next steps in the search for a new superintendent. The board went over their timeline for the process. Applications for the superintendent position will be accepted starting in December. After applications close in January, the board will interview candidates in late February and March of 2026, with contract negotiations set for April. Wisconsin has a new millionaire, and someone in Green Bay just got a lot richer, too. According to the Wisconsin Lottery, a $1 million lottery ticket was sold in Wautoma for the October 18th drawing. Someone who bought a super cash ticket in Green Bay also won big with a $350,000 prize. You likely know if you're the winner by now, but just in case you haven't checked, that super cash ticket was sold at the Quick Trip on Humboldt Road.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Will Fickell be fired? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers face number 6-ranked Oregon Saturday night. Wisconsin has never beat a ranked team since Luke Fickell took over as head coach 3 years ago. They're 0-9. Fickell says he can't be concerned about his future at Wisconsin.
It's not going to change the fact that we got to practice tomorrow. It's not going to change the fact of anything on Saturday. But I have not been told. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I understand, if we don't meet expectations and we don't do the things we need to do, anything can happen.
Athletic director Chris McIntosh releasing a statement in support of the coach. College hoops. Former Marquette star Cam Jones arrested and jailed for leading police in Indianapolis on a brief chase on I-65 yesterday. Jones, drafted by the Pacers this summer, said he was late for practice. He was clocked at 90 miles an hour. In Milwaukee, the Bucks kick off the NBA season tomorrow night against the Washington Wizards. They're planning a welcome back tribute to Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM.